Today is the 1 year anniversary for So That's What Happened. And since it's an off week for the show, I thought to celebrate, I'd post the first episode of my new series, So Legend Says, here for you guys to enjoy. So, settle in as we take a look at one of my favorite haunted houses. If you were to describe a haunted house, what details would you include? Maybe it's an old, stately mansion with boarded-up windows and a horrible history. Maybe you would lean more towards the description of an abandoned asylum or hospital. Or maybe the first thing you thought of was the weird house down the road where you grew up. The one that may or may not have been inhabited, where the yard was overgrown and the roof looked ready to cave in. Maybe you pictured some mansion from an episode of Scooby-Doo. Or maybe, just maybe, you pictured a perfectly maintained labyrinthine manor from the late 1800s. My name is Becca Ryswick, and you're listening to So Legend Says, a podcast where I share some of my favorite stories of the unexplained and unbelievable. Everything from cryptids and ghosts to aliens and ancient mythology are fair game here, so settle in as we look into something outside of the realm of the ordinary. Now, I'm not here to convince you one way or the other about the truth of this story. Instead, I'm just relating the legend that has grown up around it. This is the first episode of my new series, and I'm so excited to delve into the world of the unexplained. The paranormal and all that can be attached to that word have fascinated me since I was in high school and discovered the Hellboy comic book series. There are many podcasts out there that deal with this topic, of which I listen to quite a few. So when I decided I wanted to start my own, I had to determine what kind of podcast I wanted this to be. I'm not a debunker, so we won't be looking for ways to explain away what happened in these stories, but I also have no interest in trying to prove that these stories are true either. So instead, I have decided to just share the story. If you're interested in knowing my opinion one way or the other, I will be posting a short blog outlining what I think on my Patreon. I thought a haunted house would be a good place to start, so I selected perhaps my favorite, the Winchester Mystery House, located in San Jose, California. The story of Sarah Winchester and why she built her singularly unique home is one of loss and depression and paranormal influences, but the story doesn't end there. As with all good ghost stories, it's still happening and, if you're lucky, or unlucky, depending on your viewpoint, you can be part of the story. So what exactly is the Winchester Mystery House? If you've never heard of it, the name doesn't exactly provoke images of a haunted house. It sounds more like some sort of amusement park attraction, or maybe a competitor to the Wonderworks or Ripley's franchises. And if you look up a picture of the house and its grounds, it still seems more like some sort of attraction or museum. There are multiple steeples and towers and all sorts of windows facing every direction, including some gorgeous Tiffany stained glass that's hidden away from sunlight. The house is a vibrant yellow and red, the exterior is immaculately maintained, and the interior, while just as well taken care of, resembles more of a confusing fun house than the elaborate manner the exterior hints at. There are stairs to nowhere and a door that opens to a two-story drop outside. One of the halls is lined with fireplaces. Another door, if you were to step through, would drop you 8 feet into a kitchen sink. Of course, as any self-respecting haunted mansion must have, the Winchester House is littered with hidden passages. For example, there is a cabinet that leads to a set of secret rooms. One count says there are 161 rooms, 40 bedrooms, 13 bathrooms, 52 skylights, 47 fireplaces, 40 staircases, 3 elevators, and 2 basements in the house. However, due to the nature of the renovations Sarah did and the bizarre architecture making it nearly impossible to guess where space is actually missing in the house, the question remains, are there still hidden rooms yet to be found? While the house itself offers up many questions and is certainly a marvel without the story attached to it, the biggest question one might ask as they wander the halls is why? Why did Sarah Winchester build a labyrinth worthy of King Minos? What was the minotaur she sought to trap within her home? To understand that, we have to go back. Back before she moved out west. Back to when things were better. In 1862, Sarah Lockwood Pardee married William Winchester. William was the heir to the Winchester Repeating Arms Factory, where the infamous Winchester rifle, the gun that won the West, was manufactured. In 1866, Sarah's only child, Annie Pardee Winchester, was born and then died only 5.5 weeks later. In 1880, Oliver Winchester, her father-in-law, also dies. 3 months later, in 1881, William succumbs to tuberculosis, leaving Sarah a very wealthy and very depressed widow. The story goes that she felt her horrible circumstances had been brought about by a curse. She sought out a medium who confirmed her suspicions, claiming that the souls of all who were killed by the Winchester rifle sought their vengeance on her and her family. The medium went on to instruct her to move out west, to keep going until a sign came to tell her to stop. Wherever she stopped, she was to build a house and never stop construction on it. It is said that she conducted seances of her own, speaking to friendly spirits who helped her design a home confusing enough to trap the spirits that sought to harm her. Construction on the house began in 1886 and continued until September 5th, 1922, when Sarah died. The story of the house is a tragic one. If true, there is certainly enough to the story to warrant a haunting. So what happens there today? Employees at the Mystery House report hearing footsteps when no one else is around and seeing an apparition pushing a wheelbarrow around the house. Perhaps a laborer still roams the halls. Lights are said to move within the house when it's supposed to be empty and have even been caught on surveillance videos. And photos taken of the house will sometimes reveal odd shapes in the windows that weren't there when the photo was taken. Today, the Winchester Mystery House offers several tours, including seasonal ones after dark, where some manner of a paranormal investigation is offered. But you don't have to be there once night has fallen to have an encounter with a ghost. You just need to be at the right place, at the right time. If you'd like to explore the house from the comfort of your home, you can do that now too. Thanks to COVID, they now offer a virtual 360-degree Winchester Mystery House tour, where you can freely wander the entirety of the house. While the likelihood of encountering a spirit through your computer is unlikely, it does offer a chance to see the beauty and oddity of the house for yourself if you can't physically go to it. Much of the information that I got about the house and Sarah can be found on the official website, WinchesterMysteryHouse.com. If you'd like to see the house be investigated, there is a Ghost Adventures and BuzzFeed Unsolved episode, and the podcast And That's Why We Drink also covered it in their first episode. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider rating and reviewing it, as well as subscribing and sharing. If you prefer more verifiable stories, you can check out my other podcast, So That's What Happened, where I tell my favorite true stories from our shared history. If you'd like to directly help me, you can head over to Patreon, where you can find me as So That's What Happened, or click the link in the show notes. If you have any topics you'd like to hear me cover, or questions or comments about this story, you can send an email to SoLegendSaysPodcast@gmail.com. You can also find me over on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as STWHPodcast. But what remained is indeed a mystery. Even before her passing, rumors of a mystery house being built by an eccentric and wealthy woman swirled. Was she instructed to build this home by a psychic? Was she haunted by the ghosts of those felled by the gun that won the West? Did construction truly never stop? What motivated a well-educated socialite to cut herself off from the rest of the world and focus almost solely on building the world's most beautiful, yet most bizarre, mansion? That's from the WinchesterMysteryHouse.com.